Welcome back to the Finsiders. Hope everybody had a nice holiday yesterday, and now we get to continue to look forward to Sunday, and we're going to catch up with an old friend. How about Jay Fiedler joining us here in our Finsiders studio? Thanks for coming in. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back down here.
Yeah, catch everybody up. Well, what are you up to these days?
Well, I just took over family business. My dad's been running a camp called Brookwood Camps for about 30 years now. My brother and I have taken it over, and we're making it bigger and better now. It's we're calling it the Sports Academy at Brookwood Camps. We're kind of combining a hardcore sports camp with the roundedness of a traditional camp setting.
That's awesome. Brookwoodcamps.com, by the way. We'll talk some more about that. But I know we were talking before, you still follow the Dolphins, try and watch them a bit. So let's get Jay Fiedler's take on the 2013 team.
Absolutely. You know, consistency is what's needed. But, you know, I think they've come up with some big wins when they had to. Obviously, last week was a bit of a letdown, but you know, they've put themselves in a position where they got a pretty good shot at making the playoffs again this year. They need to go out and have a good game this Sunday, and you know, I think you know, the other two games that they're relying on, you know, with Baltimore and San Diego, have a good chance of getting a positive outcome for them.
Yeah, it's not the like craziest scenario in the world where they need all sorts of wild things to happen. I like that, by the way, that you're on top of the playoff scenarios. Ryan Tannehill, 2 years in now, basically two full seasons. He started every game in his career. You've watched him. What do you make of the first round pick?
Yeah, you know, I think the fact that he's been out there and gotten the experience has really helped him out. And he's certainly, you know, grown as a quarterback. You know, he came in as a rookie, very inexperienced, you know, with limited playing time at quarterback, even in college. But has come out, and you know, he's got a great skill set. He's athletic. He throws the ball well. Throws it with nice touch. Has a strong arm. You know, he's able to do everything asked from the quarterback position. It's just a matter of getting his you know, experience level up, and you know, certainly you see his maturity grown, you know, over this past 2 years, and I think he's playing, you know, great ball right now.
Jay Fiedler is here. When you're watching a young quarterback, whether it's Ryan or anybody else, what are the kind of things you're looking at where you can say, okay, this guy, you know, he's got a pretty good idea of what he's doing out there?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is you know, does he have command of what's going on? Whether it's in the pre-snap situations, getting the team in the right situation, controlling the defense and dictating to the defense, you know, rather than reacting to the defense. And you know, and then once the play is going, you know, is he aware of every single thing that's going on the play and able to, you know, when things break down, find an outlet and make a positive play of it. You know, certainly he's had some issues with the offensive line this year, you know, with protection issues. And, you know, I think that's helped to make him a little bit better quarterback because, you know, he's got to speed up his process, his mental process. He's got to find his outlet a little bit quicker. And, you know, I think those things will help him grow as a quarterback.
Yeah, it makes some sense. You got to go through some tough stuff before it gets any easier for you. Jay Fiedler is here. Aside from the protection, probably the thing most fans are frustrated about this year in the passing game is his deep ball connection with Mike Wallace. And even if you've only watched a handful of games this year as a fan, you know, you've been frustrated by that at times because Mike Wallace is just unbelievably fast, and it's, I guess, hard to get the ball out in front of him. What do you see when you see those missed connections on the deep pass?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things I see with Mike Wallace, you know, he came from Pittsburgh, you know, a situation with, you know, where they had a great offensive line for a few years. They had Ben Roethlisberger, who is the master at extending plays. And, you know, when you could do that and allow a guy like Wallace to, you know, run a couple double routes and get behind the defense and then just launch it out there, it's great. You know, when you're having some protection issues, the deep ball is a little bit harder to come by. You got to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker. You know, your sense of timing is a little bit lost. So I think that's where the disconnect has been, you know, with Tannehill and Wallace and you know, the fact that the protection has not been, you know, as great. And, you know, Tannehill, although he's, you know, he does a great job of moving around in the pocket, he's not really known as a guy who's going to extend the play. Sure. You know, like a Roethlisberger.
I don't know that anybody does it the way Ben Roethlisberger
does.
No, certainly not. Jay Fiedler's here, Dolphins quarterback, of course, from 2000 to 2004. Some fun years, some exciting years, some playoff years, obviously. As you look back at your time now, you know, a few years removed, and you got that perspective of hindsight, whatever it is. How do you look back at your time in a Dolphin uniform?
You know, I had a great time down here. We had some great teammates. The locker room was tremendous. You know, still carry those relationships. with me and, you know, speaking about that and get back to the camp. I'm going to have, you know, a few of my former teammates up at the Sports Academy this summer. I spoke to Sam Madison and Chris Chambers. So we'll bring back a little, you know, one-on-one drills with myself throwing, you know, to Chris against Sam.
That's worth the price of admission alone. It's just forget the watching them actually do it, just hearing them talk to each other, Chambers and Madison, before the pass even gets thrown.
Exactly. But, you know, getting back to it, I mean, my time here was tremendous. And, you know, we had a lot of success on the field, you know, won a ton of games and you know, was able to get to the playoffs. Had, you know, a few disappointing years. Didn't get as far as we thought we could have. You know, certainly the 2002 season, I think, was the biggest disappointment. You know, we probably had the best team out of my 5 years here in Miami. And just had, you know, a couple injuries throughout the year that set us back. And, you know, we missed the playoffs even with a 10-win season. You know, that was a big letdown. I thought that was the best team that we had, you know, during my time here.
Jay Fiedler is here, as you heard him mention. He's got the Sports Academy going now up in the Catskills this summer, the Sports Academy at Brookwood Camps. You can go to brookwoodcamps.com for more information. You mentioned you got former teammates coming back. And the cool thing about this, from what I was reading about it, you got like the intense sports camp experience where you can focus on the one sport, or you can just be like a regular kid and play all the sports and the normal traditional, you know, summer camp atmosphere.
Exactly. You know, we're unique in that sense that we're kind of combining the two. And, you know, my relationships from, you know, being a professional athlete and the people that I know, you know, allow me to bring the type of instructors that, you know, a regular traditional camp just can't do. You know, so we're bringing, you know, the football players I mentioned before, in soccer, we got trainers coming over from Italy with the AC Milan program. In baseball, we have Leo Mazzoni, who coached, you know, six Cy Young Award winners. you know, we have a great cheerleading and tumbling program out of Maryland that's coming up there. And then we also have a sports broadcasting program with guys like Steve Levy from ESPN, who'll be coming up and helping to instruct the campers in that, and Rich Ackerman from WFAN up in New York.
That's awesome. Very well-rounded kind of situation. You can learn to defend a wide receiver from Sam Madison. You can learn a curveball from Leo Mazzoni. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there. Brookwoodcamps.com. Jay Fiedler, this is the next adventure in your life. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty exciting stuff. You can also call if you want, 516-764-2112. 516-764-2112. The Sports Academy at Brookwood Camps up in the Catskills in New York. Just about time, I think, right, for the kids to start kind of planning out the summer. It's past Christmas, not holidays now. You get the summer plans ready. Maybe you check out the camp in the Catskills in New York, brookwoodcamps.com. Jay, really great to see you. Thanks for coming in. Have fun this summer with the camp. I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
And, absolutely.
Appreciate the insight on the Dolphins, too.
Thank you very much.